This is Phil Farrand. I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I just looked down in my pack and realized I had not taken my notes off the printer and put them in my recorder case. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm actually getting away a little later than usual. Dropped by the church, did a little work there. Then I dropped by Walmart to get something. Realized while I was in Walmart, I already had everything I needed at home. There was no need to go by Walmart. I did it anyways. So I said hello to a couple of friends. So, you know, we're good. We're good. I do have a bottle of sparkling ice, which is zero calories, supposedly, and has some other electrolytes and things in it. I get them occasionally, and then I drink too many of them, and then I realize why I don't drink that many of them, because they just make me feel weird after I drink too many of them. But one will be okay, especially since I haven't had one for a while. Anyways, so even though I am sans notes at this point, I think we're going to be okay, because I think I have the basics of this story. By the way, there's another story that I will just save for posterity. So the Mega Millions is going to be estimated at $1 billion, the lottery, because no one's won it in months and months and months. $1 billion, are you kidding me? Man, don't feel bad about, or don't think bad of me, but you know, the fact is, when it gets to $1 billion, you almost wonder, you know what, maybe I'll just go throw $20 at that. I mean, it's just going to be $20 I throw away, but it's cheap entertainment. So, $1 billion on a lottery. Goodness. How many people threw how much money? Who in the world? I don't. Goodness. Anyways. Work is going fine. It's very exciting. It's just such an interesting time. I mean, we're getting ready to lose some people, you know? They're trying to hire some more people. Lost another of the IT staff this week. It's just an interesting time. But Jesus is good, and he's helped us, and we'll keep moving forward. We'll see how this goes. But I was able to get some good work done this week and accomplish some things that I wanted to accomplish. Of course, next week, we'll be closing. So that's always exciting. But you know, all is well. Fixed a few little bugs today, got a few little things under control. Made a little progress on the latest project I'm working on. All is well. So anyways, that's good. Writing is going fine. I think about 250 words down from where I'm supposed to be. But I know what's happening. I know what's going on. I'm only supposed to do 500 words tonight. So I'm pretty sure I can get 750 words tonight and I'll be squared back up and away. Costumes are going fine. I actually got the wings this last week to a place that I can move on and work on something else. So I am now working on the steampunk jetpack that's going to go on the outside of the wings. I think I'm under control with that. I basically have 3 more weeks starting tomorrow. well, starting today, I have 3 more weeks to get that all put together, but it really feels like that's going to go pretty quickly. I mean, I'm working on the main body of the jetpack now. I expect to have that done this weekend. And then it's just cutting out a bunch of doodads and just gluing them on. And then painting the whole thing and then smearing some rub and buff stuff on it. So it really feels like, you know, we're going to be okay. So we'll see. We'll see. And then once I get that done, then I just have, I've got a couple of Nerf guns that I've got to steampunk up. Can't imagine those will be more than 3 or 4 days getting that stuff done. And then maybe a week, but I can't imagine it'll be that much more than that. And then, you know, I think we're pretty well under control. I started carrying around a backpack this week because I finally picked up the wings. Well, I weighed myself and then picked up the wings and weighed myself again. Sure enough, they're 20 pounds. So I thought they were 20 pounds. And 20 pounds isn't that bad. So this week, I took a 20-pound kettlebell and stuck it in a backpack and was carrying it around for a couple of days. And then I broke one of the straps on the backpack, which was already halfway broken. So it wasn't like the 20 pounds broke it. Because somewhere along the line and shuffling around, and I've had that backpack forever, it had broken one of the plastic buckles on it. So it was tottering on the edge of death. And it finally gave up the ghost this week with that 20-pound kettlebell in it. But that's okay, because I'm going to cut the straps off of it. And I'm going to use those straps on the angel wings. I'm just going to cover them in white PVC vinyl. And I'm going to use those straps as the base layer for the wings. So I've been needing to do something with that, and I just thought, well, hey, there you go. So we'll get that all working. Tomorrow is National Moth Week, so that'll be fun. New costume, but really quickie costume. And I got so tickled with myself when I was in Walmart, because it was like, oh yeah, you need to get some elastic. Maybe you need to get a little piece of black elastic and, you know, put it around there. So you put it around your wrist, because I've got this kind of cape thing that's moth wings, and I just need to have it set up to where I can just fling my arms out and extend the cape without having to actually pick it up. So I thought, well, I'll just put some elastic on it. It'll be fine. And I get there, they don't have any quarter inch elastic. And I'm like, they don't have any quarter inch elastic, but they had some like 1 inch elastic. And so I picked up the 1 inch elastic, and I was just getting ready to walk out of the store. And I hear this little voice that says, you know, you've got black elastic hairbands at home. You could just sew one of those on. And I thought, yes, I could. But I already had the elastic in my hands, and who knows, you just might need black elastic at some point. So I went ahead and bought myself some nuts, got myself a little drink while I was in there, because I'm coming off a fast. And I got a chance to say hello to a couple of people while I was in there. So, you know, who knows? Got a chance to see a couple of friends and smiled at them. They smiled at me, and, you know, that's worth it. It's worth it. Anyways, so all is well. Today, I was supposed to talk about this, and I think I read the article and I remember enough about the article that I can just talk extemporaneously about it. It is a fascinating story, and maybe I have talked about this before, but I came across it again, and I just thought, you know, I have a Bitcoin story that I have told before about the silly thing I did when I was playing with Bitcoin when it was $75 a Bitcoin. But I gotta tell you, this story trumps that story all to pieces. Because if I had done what I should have done, I would have ended up with somewhere around 20 bitcoins, free and clear. And I would have purchased, sadness, sorry. There was a truck, so. Oh man, this is not good. That was very exciting. I'm just gonna put this here. So I'm gonna have to patch these two things together. So there was a semi-truck in front of me, and he looked like he was going straight, and the person in front of him turned, and he had slowed down, so I thought, okay, great, he's, you know, we're just gonna go, and so he started kind of accelerating, and then he swung wide, because I thought, oh, he's going over, and he's turning left. No, he wasn't. He was swinging wide to swing back, and all of a sudden, I was right on top of him. Woo! So then I slammed on my brakes. Of course, that threw the recorder. Threw the recorder into the windshield. Hopefully, I got the first part of this recorded. I don't know. If I don't have the first part of it recorded, all is well. Everything's fine. We're going good. You know, good work, good costumes, good. All is well. Okay, just in case, because I'm not going to re-record that part. Anyways, so if you didn't hear the big crash bang, okay, well, there was a big crash bang. Anyways, so, and then I picked it up and it was still recording, but then the little thing came out that it stopped recording. Oh man. So, okay. So I think, let me just check to make sure this is still recording. Test, check. Yes, it looks like it's still recording. Okay. So Bitcoin. So I have a Bitcoin story. I've told it before. Bitcoin, $75. If I had done what I should have done, I would have ended up with 20 Bitcoin, which, depending on when you're pricing them, is worth anywhere from, 20 times 25,000 is worth anywhere from $500,000 to $1.2 million if Bitcoin is going for $60,000. But of course, I didn't do that. However, my story is not nearly as bad as this guy's story that I was reading about last night. And in case I don't have the first part of this, I didn't even put my notes in my case today. Today, I'm not doing great. So I just missed the notes altogether. But I remember enough of the article. So this article is talking about this guy, and I may have talked about this before. It sounds so familiar, but I'm not sure. So I'm just going to assume I did. So there was this guy multiple years ago. And he's playing with Bitcoin. And he's mining, which was something I could have gotten into that I didn't get into. I could have done that as well, and I just passed it up. He's mining Bitcoins, and he mines a non-trivial number of Bitcoins, and they're on a hard drive. So he's got this little hard drive, it's about the size of an iPhone, and he's got his wallet on there, he's got all his Bitcoins in there, and apparently he has another hard drive that looks exactly the same. It doesn't have anything on it. So then he decides he's going to throw one of these hard drives away. Well, wouldn't you know it, threw away the wrong hard drive. Now, mind you, he's got enough Bitcoins on that little hard drive that the article said, I think even at today's prices, The Bitcoins on that hard drive were worth $183 million. Man, that's got to sting. $183 million they're worth. Throws it away. He knows it went to the city dump or the little village dump. Somewhere in that village dump, there's this hard drive, size of an iPhone, that has Bitcoins on it in a wallet worth $183 million. And this guy, when he realized what he had done, had gone to the village council and explained what he had done and said, man, can I just get in there and excavate some stuff? And the village council said, no, that's an ecological hazard. You can't do that. You can't go digging up the dump. Why in the world would we want to let you dig up the dump? Hey, my guitars came in. I've ordered some literal air guitars. They're inflatable guitars. My air guitars have come in for Elvis Day. Elvis Day is coming up. Okay, we're good. So anyways, so $183 million. He has been talking to the city, this village council, for years, trying to get them to let him to excavate inside this dump. He has a new plan. The latest plan is like an $11 million plan where he's going to take venture capitalists and raise money, and he's going to give so much to the village and so much to every citizen is going to get. It started out that every citizen was going to like get 250 pounds or something like that. And with the price of Bitcoin going down, now every citizen is going to get 50 or 60 pounds or something if he can find this. And, you know, this poor guy is just doing everything he can trying to find this hard drive. And I have jokingly told people that, you know, if I was a prophet and had the gift of prophecy, so that I could discern all things, do you know how many cans have been buried with gold coins in them and things like this Bitcoin thing? I mean, if you could walk into a dump and look around and go, it's right there, you know, oh man. How interesting would that be? But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, the guy had a pretty good attitude about it. He's trying to come up with a plan. He's trying to figure out how he can convince the village council to let him dig up their dump to try to find this thing. But it's going to be really fascinating to see if the poor guy ever finds it. So, yeah. Interesting life. It's an interesting life. Despite all the weirdness and everything that's going on, it's an interesting life. I do have to say that I saw a headline and I didn't read any farther past the headline. And I'm debating whether I should say this because it was a knee-jerk reaction. This was a knee-jerk reaction. But there was actually a poll done, according to this article I was reading, where they were trying to make the claim in this article that the races might be tightening in terms of the November election, because according to this poll, that there were enough people that abortion was an important enough issue that, you know, they weren't necessarily going to vote for any kind of change. So, and I thought to myself, you know, if the ability to kill unborn children is more important to people than trying to get better fiscal policy in place that can keep this country from suffering under raging inflation, that can help get this country out of recession, if it's more important for people to preserve the right to kill unborn children than work for their own economic benefit, well, you know, you know, if we've got to that place, as far as I'm concerned, we pretty much deserve everything we're going to get. So it's a fascinating time to be alive. And we'll just see where all this goes. I am grateful to have been recording these, if for nothing else, than just to remind myself of what I was thinking, where I was at during all these years. I believe this is episode 696. And it just seems incredible that there's been that many episodes. Probably won't ever go listen to them all, but at least they're here. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home. And my little thing that is supposed to, like, my little thing that's supposed to shut this off is actually, it popped out while I was slinging things around. So I'm just going to stop this, and I apologize if there's no part one of this. This is really just part two, but I'm going to go see if there is a part one on this. Hopefully there is, and I'll seam these two together, and we'll have the dramatic portion there when the recorder went flying into the windshield. So I apologize for the bang in advance if it's actually here. If it's not, well, this is part two. That's really just going to be part one. And have a wonderful weekend and enjoy National Moth Week. Have a great day, everyone.